Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's good to be with you, as always. I'm excited about having John Putnam back on the show. John is here today representing the Million Dollar Roundtable, and he's here to talk about holiday spending. John, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. So nice to be back. I got to tell you, it's a first to have a holiday spending talk introduced with little Santana.
It doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, sir, it doesn't.
Carlos is good for every season, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
Hey, John, you're a brave man.
Uh-oh.
Because I know what you're going to talk about, and when you start meddling, you know, you stopped preaching and started meddling now. When you start talking about paying attention to what people spend at Christmas time. I mean, the women folk are not going to like this.
Well, I think it sort of hits all men and women,
yeah.
Unfortunately or unfortunately, when it comes to holiday spending.
Now, you guys are recommending that we pay attention to what we spend and that we not go too far in debt. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I mean, and you know, December is no different than any other time, Jim. I mean, that's sort of those overall thoughts about, you know, spending less than you earn and paying yourself first and being thoughtful about debt and writing down your goals. I mean, those work all the time.
Yep.
But the holidays each year, you know, have added stress. And you're right, the Million Dollar Roundtable just completed their 2003 holiday spending survey. And, it showed what we feel is that, you know, the finances are a major source of stress during the holidays. But the findings showed that a large part of that is due to the fact that 60% of Americans don't plan ahead. I mean, I don't know how we can let this sneak up on us.
Well, of course, you know, it has never happened before. I mean, we've never had the Christmas season before. We have no experience with it, right?
We have no way of knowing that it's coming.
How could this just slipped up on us? It just blindsided us, right?
That's right. And, you know, and I'll tell you what even surprises me more is that all of a sudden you had a lot of people last Friday going out and spending close to $7.2 billion.
They went nuts, didn't they?
In one day. And I'm just going out on a limb here and saying that I don't think they had the cash.
Well, you didn't even tell us about the casualties either. That doesn't count the casualties.
Right. But I'll tell you one thing that really surprised me, Jim, is that 40% of us, according to the survey, say that we spend too much money. And 30% of us are relying on money that we don't have. And 55% of us are cutting corners from regular monthly spending to make up the shortfall. I mean, it's no wonder that we feel stressed. And this lack of planning, you know, is sort of where people start getting themselves into debt for the sake of the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what happens is December is such a and I shouldn't say December. I guess I should say the holiday seasons, really starting in November, I guess. It's such a it seems to wind up being such an extra obligation that we don't think about in March and April and May and it sounds to me like what you're saying is that we ought to be building into our 12-month financial planning the expenses that we're going to have, the added expenses we're going to have during the holidays.
That's right, because overspending during the holidays, you know, can really put you at a significant disadvantage for the rest of the year, because I mean, we know what's going to happen as soon as the holidays pass. You know, the next thing on our mind are going to be New Year's resolutions, and in our survey.
Well, you're really meddling now, aren't you?
I know it, but you know it's going to happen. You know, the year's going to come, and 41% of us are resolving to improve their financial situation in 2004. But if you spend too much in December over the holidays, and you're having to dig out over next year, the first part of next year, and on. It's hard to take control, and it's time to break that cycle.
All right, so what do we need to do?
Well, for the holiday specifically, put together a plan. I mean, a holiday budget is a great gift to yourself. You know, plan how much you can comfortably spend on everything, but just as important, you know, understand where the source of that money is coming from. You know, list your purchases you want to make, including the gifts and the price ranges of them. And if you're going to have a gift or an expense that's going to put you over your amounts, you know, consider a gift of the heart. You know, sometimes that is just as appropriate or more so. A gift doesn't have to cost money to mean a lot because it really is the thought that counts.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, you have to stick to the plan. You know, the plan only works if you use it. You know, and don't get led astray by these, by deals that are too good to be true. You know, so many of these offers that are out there now, 90 days same as cash, 6 months same as cash, you know, 12 months, 2 years. You know, they sound great, and they really are if you're thoughtful and you follow the rules. But there are rules. And some of these offers, Jim, state that if you miss a payment or if you're late, interest is retroactive back to the beginning date. And I've seen interest rates as high as 23.8% on some of these if you mess up on the deal.
But now, when you're talking about planning for Christmas, planning for your holiday spending, this really needs to start happening like January 1st, doesn't it, for next year?
It really does. I mean,
you don't need to start this November. I mean, if you haven't done it, okay, go ahead and start it now. But basically, you really need to start it at the beginning of the year.
You really do, because again, comes some of this breaking the cycle. You know, and what you're describing, you may remember the old-fashioned Christmas club accounts.
Yeah.
That people used to have ages ago. You know, you're going to spend during the end of the year, so start taking some steps each month. So when you get there, you have the cash to do it. Because if you don't, you're going to wind up spending credit during the holidays. And the survey said that 52% of us using credit during the holidays, we can't pay it off right away. And we're just adding to that $1.7 trillion of consumer debt out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that old joke about the guy who goes to the doctor. He says, you know, it hurts when I do this. The doctor says, so don't do that.
Don't do that. That's right.
You know, if it's going to hurt when you spend the money on credit, don't do that.
Well, you know, this is such an interesting thing because, you know, for every action is an equal opposite reaction in the marketplace. And, of course, we need the economy to grow. So we like it when consumers spend.
Yes, sir, that's a double-edged sword.
It really is. But at the same time, you know, your information, your suggestions are all – they're landing on me perfectly, but I'm not sure that the true hardcore shopaholics during the holidays are listening out there, John. When we come back after these messages, I want to talk about some more of this with our good friend John Putnam. He's representing the Million Dollar Roundtable. We'll do that right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend John Putnam, who's representing the Million Dollar Roundtable. They conducted a survey, a consumer spending survey this season. It's just out, and that's what we've been talking about. John, tell us a little bit about the MDRT.
Well, the MDRT, the Million Dollar Roundtable, is the premier association of financial professionals. And we represent about 475 companies in about 65 countries. And the goal of the MDRT is to continue to raise the bar among financial professionals, promoting best practices, and at the same time, you know, promote financial education, you know, like this survey, you know, where we can help consumers continue to learn to take control of their financial lives and keep on the right track all throughout the year, not just the holidays.
Well, I really appreciate the service that you guys are providing right now, John, with you being here and the survey that you've conducted. Folks, this is an example of an organization like the MDRT giving back, of doing some things. This might sound like this, you might be a little bit surprised to hear that the MDRT is talking about these things, but it's just an example of their dedication to you and me and making sure that we behave ourselves financially. Here, I want to read through a few quick things in the survey, folks. This is a survey of holiday spending that the MDRT did. 60% of us do not plan ahead for holiday spending. That number sounds low to me. 40% of Americans say they spend too much during the holidays, especially parents and women. That number sounds low to me. 55% of women who get I keep thinking about the women, John. 55% of people who get their holiday spending money by cutting from other parts of their budget. See, all those numbers seem low to me. I think people are fibbing to you, John.
You know, maybe that's another survey. Maybe that's another survey.
Tell
for
us
you,
the
Jim.
Truth.
Yeah. You know,
I would love to see this broken down between men and women. See, I want to know how many men answered this and how many women answered this.
Yeah,
because it's different. It's different for men and women in the holidays.
Well, you know, I don't think we're surprising anybody with that, because it's different with men and women, and you know, in life.
Yeah.
But you know, we all need to, you know, to understand the, you know, what's ahead of us, and some of the traps, you know, that can catch you, you know, this time of year, because like you said a moment ago, it's not like this is the first December we've been through.
Right.
You know, I don't know why we let this season catch us off guard, and then we're not prepared for the added expenses. But there are added expenses. You know, Jim, you've got obviously the gifts that you give people, and some people, you know, feel that they spend too much, as the survey said. But one of the things that MDRT's created that is on our website, which is soundfinancialplan.com, which is just like it sounds, soundfinancialplan.com. There's a holiday spending plan there that's blank that you can download, and there's another one there that's got holiday spending tips on it. But you can use this plan to list your gifts and some of these other expenses that you may have, so you stay within your budget and you're not digging yourself into a hole for next year already.
Well, I agree with you, and one of the things that we should think about, and you and I talked about this a little bit earlier off the air, is to imagine why, understand why you're buying this for somebody, and make sure that you and the person you're giving it to are really going to get the benefit, and that there's no, and before you buy something, make sure there's no other way to make that emotion happen without this present.
Right. I mean, no one says that a gift has to cost money.
That's right.
I mean, so many times a gift from the heart, you know, help out with a family member, lawn care for someone, babysitting services. These are all things that are valuable.
Spend time with them.
Right, right.
Take somebody to lunch and say, this is your present.
It doesn't cost money. That's right. But there's so many things there's a lot of noise out there to spend money. It's easy to get caught up into it. I mean, you've got the additional cost of parties, you know, new clothes for special events, additional sitters.
Well, now, John, wait a minute,
kids.
John. When I go to a Christmas party, I have to have a new top, don't you?
Well,
just
maybe a new tie.
Yeah, a new tie, yeah. Or a new,
sure.
I have to have new things to go to that party. I can't wear the same shirt I wore last year.
That's right, because you wore it last
year. New. What's the matter with you?
I don't know. but then you've got
you
the
can
sitters.
See, and you can see what a hit I am during the holidays. Around,
oh, I'm sure you're
around
a home
my
run.
Women folk.
Oh, but and Jim, I'll mention one other thing. You know, this just doesn't hit personally. I mean, I know a huge part of your listeners are businesses, but this hits business owners too.
Yep.
I mean, this is the time of year that businesses are wanting to say thank you to their wonderful clients during the year.
We do that, and you know what? We budget it the beginning of the year. When we do our annual budget, we budget for holiday giving.
Yes, you do.
Why don't we need to do that? We need to do that in our personal, don't we?
There's no difference there. No difference there. And we do it for our businesses, you know, the holiday entertaining, the Christmas cards, you know, sending people gifts and the additional costs. We know it's going to come, and we need to plan for it.
John,
if
somebody wanted to read the survey, the MDRT survey, how would they do that?
Well, on soundfinancialplan.com, in addition to the holiday spending plan and the spending tips, there's additional information on there. There's this survey, additional financial planning tips, five steps of a good financial plan are on there. Great needs calculators. It's just a wonderful place to get the financial juices flowing and to start taking some steps to take control of your financial future on our website, soundfinancialplan.com.
Soundfinancialplan.com. John Putnam, will you come back again and do this again?
Would love the opportunity, Jim. Thank you so much.
I may need you to come over here and get me out of trouble with the folks around me here this holiday.
Great. Well, you have a happy holiday.
Thanks, John. You too. Thanks for being here. John Putnam,
yes,
ladies
sir.
And gentlemen, with the Million Dollar Roundtable. Quick break, 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.